Ben, is that Sam or it's you?
On the phone.
No, it's tape recorder.
Oh, yeah. Sometimes it used to be I'm old. People would send the tape recorder. I want to know if it's should say hello to someone or it's should I greet someone or is it okay. I want to turn to the Gemara. I have a Gemara here. I want to start with the Gemara with the Ram. I have a Divrei Yecheskel. And the Shas Sugya, I wanted to cover Shas Sugya. It's in the Ran, the last Mishnah. Let's the Mishnah. I want to have some Aris on the Ran. Have some Aris on the Ran, and then we'll go to the Achrayinim. The last Mishnah in the Darim, Tzadi Amin Beis, the last Mishnah in the Darim.
I think I have more.
You have more? You have any more Gemaris, Chaim?
Well, yeah.
You have more Gemaris? I don't have more Gemaris. You need more. We need more. I didn't bring too many. And Tzadi Amid Beis, the Mishnah. Look at the Mishnah. This is Rav Gusman, discovered Rav Gusman Sefer Nedar. A Goyin Yisrael Gusman. You learned by him. It's courageous to read that Dhamma. But this man went through the war. You know, there's a book about a family, a woman and her siblings, who lived in a hole in the floor. They were just publicizing. I knew this. It was my doctor and his wife, my OB, my pediatrician. When I was a child, they had a doctor. I knew when as a kid that they had lived for 2 years in a hole under the floor, under the Nazis' noses, in a hole under the floor. And they wrote a book recently. I just visited this woman. She's 97 years old.
Yeah, Weissman is also like that.
Lived in a hole in the floor.
Weissman lived there once for 2 years in Czechoslovakia.
Where?
In Czechoslovakia.
Where? But where did he live?
What? In a bunker.
Bunker. Yeah. This was not a bunker. This was a hole in the ground.
Bunker.
He couldn't stand up.
That's exactly what it is.
But he couldn't stand up also? I don't know. These people couldn't stand up, and they were under the noses of the Nazis. It was in a Nazi-like factory. Yeah. Somebody was taking care of them. It was a pellet gedayla that they survived. And so she read a book. So I just read in the Hakdama, so when I took out my Gustman on the... his whole family was killed by the Nazis. His whole family was wiped out.
His son was killed.
Right, his son was killed, his daughter, but his whole family had siblings, had loads of siblings. They were all wiped out from the Nazis. And he said for 8 months, he was in a hole under the ground that he couldn't stand, he couldn't pick up his head. He was bent over for 8 months in a hole in the ground. Finally, it became too dangerous. They chased him away. It was in Poland or what?
He was in the Bezer of Chaim, isn't he?
Right. It's all here. Yeah. I had friends who learned by Rav Gusman, yeah. Goyin Hador of Gusman. They said after the war he forgot all his Torah. After the war he just forgot all his Torah. From the suffering, from the, it's like Reb Zeri, you know, from the extreme suffering. So he said a lot of tefillahs and a lot of learning, he was able, Baruch Hashem, to get it back. So it happens to be in Psak. I follow Rav Gusman a lot, my friend.
Where was Israel?
Sofia went to Israel. After the war he came to Meretz. Netzach Israel, famous yeshiva Netzach Israel. Which in the old days was called the Drift Aji Yeshiva, Netzach Yisrael. And I have friends who learned by him. He used to sweep the dining room and shovel the snow. He was an unassuming going Dor Rav Gusman.
Thank you for watering and taking
care of his Gusman. Yeah, Gusman. Here it is. Here's Rav Gusman and Dor. We'll open up Rav Gusman Abyssal tonight. But yeah, he was a
block from my apartment.
Then he moved his yeshiva. There's still a yeshiva there. He has a son-in-law, right?
Sort of. It's mostly a shul. I have it on Ibn Gabi Road, which is the next street over and up the block.
So I had a few friends. I never was zeich to learn Rav Gusman, but I have friends who studied by him. And Gershon Best, the Pesach in Los Angeles, is a big Talmud of his Lahaloch. He paskens a lot of Shilas for Rav Gusman. Yeah. So we have the Mishnah. Berishayna. Mishnah and Tzadi Amid Beis. Berishayna hoi oimrim shalosh nashim yotzis nodos ksuba. The three categories of women that if they make these three claims, yotzis nodos ksuba. The Pashut Pshat, Tyson Ksubis, maybe talks about it. You force him to give a get, and she gets a ksuba. Yotzis v'noitlis ksuba. What are these claims? Homer's t'me anilach. She says t'me anilach. That means the Gemara learns she's an Eishes Kayin who has forcibly come upon. The Eishes Yisrael doesn't get a ksuba, he's beratzen. So it's got to be an Eishes Kayin that was Nensa, so she says she's a surat al-bail, it wasn't her fault, it's your fault, the stapcha sadeu, so she gets a get, and we believe her. Why do we believe her? Well, you could argue Shavya Nafshi Chatichi Disur. That's the sugi we're going to cover tonight. Shavya Nafshi. That's why we would believe it. Next case, Shemayim Bini Levencha, which you see from the Gemara, either it means he wasn't having relations with her, or more likely in our Gemara, you see, he's not Yerik Echetz, even though he was able to perform Bia, but his Zera was not shooting out, so she can't have Kindalach. So she says, the Gemara says in Ksubis, we tell her, you're not commanded, go home, you don't need kids. So, so she's Bamach Bastaina. If she says that I want who's going to be a stick in my old age, who's going to take me around when I'm an Alta Yidna, then she's, it's a good claim. So then if he can't be Yorik Kechetz, should we believe her? In all these cases, we're believing her. This is not an Isser, but we believe her. And she can't have kids, and she gets a get, like Suba. Third one, the Tulumin Ayudin. She makes a netter that she doesn't want to be with any man. The Tulumin Ayudin, she means, she Tashmish is Kashala. So she makes a netter, she cannot be with any man. So, the din is, Yoitz is finalus ksuba. We believe her, she gets a get, she gets a ksuba. Chazu loymar, later doyrus, why? So Mishnah says why. Shaloi te isha do senes eneba acher. We don't trust her anymore. Yeah. So who says, Taisus says, why chazu loymar? What happened? What happened, Chazu loymar? The Olam asks, Rav Gusman is myrich on this, I was wondering why.
There's a lot of people that change at this time.
Chazu loymar asks, why?
You know, the women was...
They were a Moyen.
So, yeah, they saw, right, it was a loophole. Yeah. So, does the Rush say a word on this? I thought I had some words on this, the Chazur Loimar.
They became less from...
Yeah, somebody says that, I think.
The
Rush says that Lashon, that's where I saw it. I knew I saw it somewhere. Where does he say it?
Towards the bottom.
Why don't I have it in this Gemara?
I don't know who the mic is either.
It's on the next page. That's on the next page. Chazu Loimar. Niskalkul Adoris. I see it's in the next page. It's on Sadi Aleph in this Gemara. Niskalkul Adoris. So it's a loophole to get out of a marriage. So he says clearly, Niskalkulu Adoris. Okay. So now what do we do? Homer is to me in Ilcha Tavi Raila's Vera. We don't believe you. That's the Ran's Kashim. I mean, the Raisa she's believed. How can Rabbanan come and Afkinu Bekum Vasei? We'll see in the Ran in a minute. Hashemai Ben Vichal Yasu Derech Bakasha. Many different pshat and what it means Yachtu Derech Bakasha. The Ran quotes the Yerushalmi. Make her a party. Remember, we make her a party. We fire states the taiva. Take her out to dinner. You know, so you won't have kids. Take her out to dinner. Cheer her up. Just take her out to dinner. That's how the Rav Shalmi says Yasu Derech Bakasha. You know what some learn? She should daven for Kindalach. Yasu Derech Bakasha means daven. Maybe you'll have Kindalach. Yasu Derech
Bakasha.
Yeah, but Yasu, you never know. You daven for Kindalach. You never know. The Rush says, Yivakshu menu shlo tadabarot. Yeska, please keep quiet. That's how the Rush learns. Yeska, please keep quiet. Others say this pshat, Yasu derech bakosh, shadabim for kindalach. I saw it in another mefarshim. Ultulimin ayudim, yofer chelkoi. Mefer. Now you say, what about the Mishnah Rishon? It's pashit. Because it's tashmish koshel. See, the problem is not the netter. The problem is she asked herself on tashmish from any Jew. It means it's not just her husband she despises. She doesn't want to be with anyone, so obviously she's something wrong with her. She's not royal abiyah. It's painful for her, whatever. So the Mishnah Rishonah, we trusted her, and she got a get. Mishnah Achrayna, they said, Yafer Chalko, and Tu Be'er, V'tei Misham Shosa, V'tei Natulim and Ayudim. He can be made for the farmer's ribbon, no leveina. He can't be made for, you know, Rabbi Yossi. The Mishnah is all the Mishnah is the end of the Dharma is Rabbi Yossi. He can only be, it's Dvarm Shebinol, they know Tashmish. So he can be made for his Chaluk, but not the Chaluk of Adi Yidin, finished.
The Tulim and Ayudim, she made the Neder? She made the Neder?
Yes.
Yeah. So why should she get the Ksuba, even before the Mishnah?
Because Tashmish is Kashmir, that's why. Because since she did this, we assume that it's something physically wrong with her. Right. That's what we assume.
Why is it just not believable?
If it was just her husband, she would have just said, I'm netted from her husband. If a woman makes a netted from having been with any man in the world, so we assume, before we got suspicious.
Why is it just not
a solution?
I'm sorry.
Well, the solution, we don't trust her anymore.
Yeah, so. but what if it's true?
What if it's
the other things, at least we ask, we do investigation,
maybe,
ask for...
What if it's true, you mean? What if it's true, you mean? So maybe she's suffering. So it's a Nebuchadnezzar, the woman who's suffering. Yeah, I know what you mean. So
and it says it's
well, well, I never. Yeah, not only never.
Why does he lose out on it? Why does he lose out on it?
Like the Mishnah Rishayim.
What?
In the Mishnah Rishayim, we believed her. And
right.
So
why
we say
Nistapus Sadeu.
What?
Why do we say Nistapus Sadeu on the underside? That's not his problem.
You mean why should she give a ksuba? If it's his wife can't take beer, exactly. I mean it's still madna that she has a ksuba. I mean, Bishlamesh is kind of Nistapus Sadeu. But if she has a physical problem, so why should she have to pay a ksuba?
Right.
Well, it's not his fault either.
It's a
make-up toss. Why should he give a ksuba?
Well, that's the shayla. It's not his. But you're right. It's hard to say mistabcha sadehu of her.
Right.
Yeah, see, Bishop
because when it's stamp circumstance, when it's stamp circumstance, it's not his fault. But it's stamp circumstance, like the first case. Stamp circumstance.
Okay. Zot the Ran. So the Ran asks, let's see the three the people in the Ran. Ikal ameda, kamasnisim. Freight the Ran in the Mishnah, the sixth wide line. According to the law, she's believed. We have a chash. We're worried. But how can we matter with this chash? And it's the raisa. What happened to this? So we have three mahalchim in the Ran. First mahalch. Yesh min shatirets. Dafgam divinei asira. Sharula abanan. You uproot the Torah actively. Say, even though this is active, because we're telling you, even though Midaraisa, she's believed, and she's Asura, so you can have beer, and we're actively uprooting the Torah. Together, this is enough reason, motive. That's Chazal, that a strong enough reason, said Migdar Milsa, that women should escape their husbands, you know, with excuses. So they made this takana to uproot the Torah because of Shuf Ben Masas came. I'm reading Rivamas. Marcus and Marcus make them Milsa Shani. So the Rishonim ask on this sheet, I will give you the answer, Mietzah Hashem. The Rishonim ask, Ikshu Alzeh, as the Ran brings, Shein Bezdin Mas, Lak Levin Atar B'Shei Val Tase. Bezdin Kana B'Yalka the Torah B'Shei Val Tase. Inami B'Kumaseh Olara Shah B'Lvah. A one-time deal, like Eliyahu Bar HaKarmel. Migdar Milsa is not for eternity. It's only for one-time shot, the Gemara in Yevamos. And I'm going to say, Ularah Shobelvat, Eliyahu Bar HaKarmel, Avol Doris Loim. Right, that's his kasha. So he says it's not the shtim. I'm surprised that the Ran didn't know Tosis in Yevamos.
What about, you know, Dagamins about...
Aguna, Tosis in Yevamos. Tosis in Yevamos. Tosis in Yevamos says that the belief in Eid Echad is only Midrash Banan, and since it was a big need, they were Okadava Bekum Vaseh. So Tosis already says in Yevamos, I mean, I'm surprised the Ran, like he just slugs up the Shita. Tosis himself, Tosis says in Yevamos, that for a big need, for a major cause like Aguna. So the Olam, when I sang the Shir, my Shul on Shabbos, the Olam, you see what they did, Bekum Vaseh, Oikah the Torah, for Agunas. You know, people say Chazal weren't worried enough about Agunas. They were willing to believe in Eid Echad, to trust one witness. The Rambam learns the Doraisa.
That's not Oikah Dabra Torah.
That's Oikah Dabra Torah, Bekum Vaseh.
Yeah, but they're not being...
That's how Tosis learns. Tosis, that's Oikah Dabra. The Doraisa, she's not believed.
She's not also.
This believed also. This is also believed. Same deal.
We're doing the opposite here.
We're doing the opposite. What?
We're believing her at her own risk. We're not believing her. We're disbelieving her. And so how could she get married?
I don't know what lie. I'm not sure what this lashon you're referring to. But Tosis and Yevamos. Should I read the Tosis and Yevamos? Want to get married? Midaraisa, you can't trust one witness, and the Rabbanan say you can trust one witness that the husband is dead.
That's true, but they're not being Oikadav.
Isn't it the same thing as all
believers?
So here you're taking here,
but they're not being
Oikadav. Here you're taking away Namanus. What's the difference? Giving Namanus or taking away Namanus? Oh, here they're taking away Namanus. Midaraisa, she's believed.
They're forcing her to do an Issa. She's also.
Well, they don't believe
her. She's also, but she claims she's also. She claims she's also, so she's doing an Issa. And the Chacham are letting her do
it. But if she's lying,
Okay, but that's a different question of lying and that. But once you say that she's Neman, just do it. They're being oikodover for a stomach reason. They're not even saying that she's not Neman. They're not saying she's not Neman.
You're going to like Tosis Lashon in your vomit a little bit. Tosis is not like the Rambam. The Gemara says Mitai Chaimer. The Rambam learns that Echad is Neman to say Meis Bailech als Milsad Vidal Gluy. It's the Raisa. We're late in Yvamis. Milsad Vidal Gluy.
Barbarako.
No, Milsad Vidal Gluy, you mean right. That you're not going to lie. So it works the Raisa. But Taisa says it's not the Raisa. The Gemara says in the beginning of Yvamis, Mitai Chomesh, it might look itself, it got a little bit Tlechas. So we trust her. So Tais says, "Less lo nemei man and sadi than the mitzvah the mani rachod bechach min atayra." It's not believe min atayra. Elo mitakonis chachamim with the nema. I fray Tais is oikadava bekum vasei. I it's oikadava bekum vasei. So Tais says, "The ein zakir is davi min atayra." Tais says,
"Ein
zakir." I said you're gonna like it. The ein zakir is davi min atayra. Kevin shedoyma hadavu lohagun lahamin. Since it makes sense, since there's some rationale for it, so it doesn't look like it's not a curse dominant Torah, since there's some rationale.
There's nobody contradicting her.
Kevin shedoyme hadomadavik, hagun lahamin, kosh tekam bepirkin. Shav she is ktsas mach, tam bismach, as the men yasi, there's some ktsas, tam bismach, lo chashiv oke dov min atayr. That's Taisus Lashon over here.
Yeah, exactly. Same what I was saying, buddy.
The Kenkos of Tais bin Nazir. Rabbi Kivega says, Nazir, Rabbi Sai. Rabbi Kivega says, Kenkos of Tais bin Nazir dat mem gimel. Of our brothers are dat yud gimel. Shavik of Mirashi. I'm a Matsiya. So Rabbi Kivega brings, this is Tais's niggin. So, I mean, the Olam is right to a degree that, and as I'm claiming, you see here, that you can be Oikodover, so you say, but this is not called Oikodover, because since there's a rationale for it, since it's based on a rational, it's Midaraisa, this rationale is not enough. That's what Tosis is saying. We have a Shtikl Svara. The Svara is not strong enough, but it's let, you know, I hear it. It's not Oikodover min haTorah, because it doesn't look so bad. You have a basis. It's time to do it. No. Now, would this explain over here? I'm trying to think. No. Would this help?
No,
this is
okay.
This is okay. Dam Manatorix, and you're
she
saying.
Also, Mamas, because she says, I know the facts, and it's also to me. And they're saying, no,
okay,
don't worry
we'll see.
About it.
Let's go right. Let's go right in the Ran. So that's the Ran's first answer. He slugs it up. Then he says another answer. Now, this I have a tell on the Ran on this answer. He answers, second answer. Okay. Uvilo kashli. It's not kasha. The whole kasha is not a kasha. He's going to go with the mahalach of oike davim in atayr. They were oike kedushin. I'm sorry. They were afkin rabbon. The Ran's middle teretz is they were oike kedushin. The old trick. Odidilo kashli. Tichei chidaminu mechameduchten. In gittin and ksubis. And yivamis. Tukamadayit shadad rabbonu mekadish. Afkin rabbonu kedushin mina. It's the old trick. Hacha nami. Hacha. You know, Rashi in Shabbos says that like Yei Rachat. Famous Rashi in Shabbos, Rabbi Kivega, I noticed Rabbi Kivega in Yevamos sends you that Rashi in Kuf Memeh in Shabbos. Rashi in Shav Shabbos uses the Oikad, the Afkin Rabbanan for believing in Eirachot. That's Rashi's answer, it's for Eirachot. So Ran says, just like the Chazal always say, Kol Mekash Rabbim Kash Rakim Rabbim Kish Rina, Hachanami, Hacha. Kol Shomer Lebal Tmeani. She says, Tmeani, Afkin Rabbanan Lekdush Mei Kora. Nim Tse Shav Shenen Sepnuya, Aysa, Umshuach Hashar Lebal.
But she's
mutter to Baal, Koyin? Yeah, she's a Pnuya Shenensa. The Kasha de Baalti. Yeah, Pnuya Shenensa is mutter to Koyin. Only Rabbi Loza holds Panei Abba Pnuya. Vochelis, and then the Ran says, Vochelis amitumach naminim bigmara. Vochelis namim bitumach. Is that so Pasha? Not so Pasha. See, it's a pell on the Ran, because the Gemara is mesupik regarding Truma. The Gemara is very misupik regarding Truma. Remember we said, it's a machlaikas, ocheles, ain ocheles, and the only reason Rav Sheshi says ocheles is shlototzi laz al banela. If they're oken the kedushin, of course it should be ocheles betrum.
Well, let's make another kedushin, and that's all.
What?
Make another kedushin. They were oken the kedushin, make another kedushin.
Yeah, but the problem, they were oken the kedushin.
Yeah, make another kedushin, she could eat Truma. She's not us.
Well, they're living together, right? It's his wife. They don't have to make another kedushin. They just keep on living together.
Oh, so it becomes officially another kedushin.
They're right. But his raya is the Ran because she eats truma. But my kasha and the Ran is, the Gemara was machloikis if she eats truma, and the Gemara said there were different reasons why she eats truma. According to this, of course she eats truma, that she was never committed to sin. They were okay to kedusha. He makes it seem the Ran like it fits in the Gemara. I claim that fakir, it's much fakir in the Gemara. V'chasami mitruma, k'amini mitgemara. The Gemara is a right fakir from the Ran. I argue. The Ran says, what I don't like about this chat is, let's say, she has to say Lakasha. Because Tzvi was asking, if she had B, it depends, like the Mishnah Ksubis, Lakasha Nevalti. So she's got to say Tamehani Lach, and it was a Kasher guy. Meaning that if I wouldn't have been married to you, it wasn't a Mamza, it wasn't a Nasin, all the people who would have apostled her. Aval Bemesti Lacha, she Nasti mi Nas, no mi Mamza, and Mitzvah Slabavim, but Mishma. So that bothers him on this pshat. Final pshat. V'acherim tirtza, the Mishnah Rishon of the Din of Katani. Ah, puntfaker. The Mishnah Rishon is the Rabbana. We're thinking till now that she's a sumidarais if she says to me anilach. Zaktaran, the Mishnah Rishon of the Din of Katani, the Medina Vaday ain't a ish and meneslamer to me anilach. The Medina Vaday, the ish is not in the mess to me anilach. Why? Lafkia atzma bibailashi mishubedislam. She's a sheba to her husband. So she's not believed. Why isn't she believed? If she's a sheba to her husband.
We know that she's not believed. The only reason.
But the Rai says she's not believed.
Yeah, but the only reason she could possibly believe is because of the principle.
Shavya Navshikhadirisa. So the question is, why don't you say Shavya Navshikhadirisa?
Yeah, but that doesn't answer to a Baal. The Baal, she's...
It makes an issue on her.
It makes an issue to her. So that he's not answering. He's saying
there's no Shavya Navshu when you're Meshuba to someone else. El Mishum, the humble since Tamei Anilach Kasifa law, since it's a shame to the king of a Mishnah Rishon, Elav knew it's only the Rabbana. Since it's embarrassing, the Elav the Kushkam Lovus Mazal's Nafsha, the Mei Marachim Michil Chaz, Rabbana Masrai. So this is the Ran's plan, Rabbis. That Avada Midoraisa, she's not believed because she's Mishum Bedis Labai. Now I claim, at first blush, till we see the Achrayim, I would say like this. This Shaila. Is there a din of chashav and nafshi, chaticha di yisura, when you're taking yourself from a shibud, depends chronic tzais and the marib and leb. That we always speak in the shir, what's the source of shavya nafshi, chaticha di yisura? The tzais learns, it's nemanis. Rav Gustman sides with the tzais. So other tzais is gerecht. It's nemanis. They all bring the tzais. The famous tzais lamedal, that shavya nafshi is a din of nemanis.
She's not nemanis like him?
The Gabi herself. Yeah, but the Gabi herself, it's an Isidoraisa. But for the Gabi herself, it's an Isidoraisa.
But we think that she's Meshubit.
So what? But if it's Nemanis, who cares? She's Meshubit. But if it's Neder, the Marival holds Shavinav, she's Midin Neder, then it's a different business. You can't make a Neder if you're Meshubit to someone else. So I would have said that the Pshat and these Rishayim, this third Pshat in Iran. Now, when we learn Baba Basra Mitzvah Hashem and Cheska Sabbat, but I don't do mafalpal another sugis. I claim it's a machlokes a moraim, where the shavya nafshe is quote the Rashbam's pshat is nemanos or neder, like a matana or a neder. It's the same, the same machlokes by hodas paldin kmeidim dami. It's machlokes hodas paldin when you're moidi, you owe money. Is it believe? We believe you. Or it's like a gift. Same arival, it's the same argument, hodas paldin kmeidim dami, or shavya nafshi chaticha diktsura. One is regarding mamanis, one is regarding issa. The ktsais learns to din adam neman al atzmo. Ki uzeh. I'm a belief myself regarding isurim even, the gabi mamon, which we call hodas paldin kmeidim dami, or which you believe. Not as a matana. Other achrayim learn it's like a gift. Hadas Baldin, you want to give a guy a gift.
But maybe the Ron is saying, you don't believe where it affects somebody else. You only believe where it affects you.
Let's look into the Achrayim in this din of Shavya Nafshi. Well, I'll show you some beautiful pilpul from the Divrei Chesko. And I will show you some nice Makoris. Now, I did think, Rav Gustman, I have to admit Rav Gustman, he was the one who was ma'arim to this navy, this Gemara Ksubis. The Gemara Ksubis says, Hodas Baldin Kimeya Edim Dami is not believed if you're harming someone else. The Gemara Ksubis and Yates says that when you're Maida, you owe money. But let's say you're harming someone else. Yeah, if you're harming someone else. If you say, I owe you money, but I owe somebody else money. And by me owing you money, I'm being mafsid. Then you don't say, Hodos Padin Kmei Dekam. So what do you say? So, but what bothers me in the Lashonis, the Ran says, Meshubet. You mean Meshubet? He's harming the husband. See, the Ran is not mashma like that, or else the Ran should have said, it's Chav Lachrine. It's hurting the husband. That's why you're not believed. He says she's meshubit to the husband. It's
so vice versa. We call competence. She doesn't have the innate power to do it.
She's meshubit. As some say, she's harming someone else. Because that lashon of meshubit bothered me. Now, he has such a long piece. He's a very good marach of Gustman. He's a marach nifla. He's harichas.
Paper.
Yeah.
Paper is pink.
Yeah. So.
But if she used a lashon of kainim, she could.
I'm sorry?
She's used a lashon of kindness. She could take it.
Not really. Not if she said, only if she asks him on her, not if she asks him. The makes the chilk, tashmish acholayah, tashmish acholayah. She can't ask herself on him. When she's saying, she's demanding lach, she's asking herself on him lachar. She's saying, I'm asa to you. If it's a netter, she's like making kainim on herself.
Maybe that's the point. She's not using any lashon netter. She gave a reason for
If Shavi Anav, she's a netter, I know. See, you have to understand, it's not lachar, it's not mamish a netter.
No,
Shavi Anav,
she
gave me matis.
She has the power to do it.
That means, right. It means just like, it's like just like. Yes. Just like you can make a netter, you can make an issur.
It's
a
little troublesome, because you have to use
a lashon
netter when you...
Shavi Anav, she can go to chacham and be shayel on it. Right, yeah. It's not a real, It means just like you find, that's what the Rosh Hashivas all say. It's not my, the Marival demean, it's Mamish and Neder L'chayim.
That works, Bataris Neder, is what they're saying. They're saying it's a different story, but it's Bataris Neder. The same as the woman could ask her herself.
Now, you know what bothered me, Rav Gusman? It's funny, he has like 10 pages. There's three arguments, three cases in the Mishnah. The three cases in the Mishnah. Tamei Anilach, Hashemai Bein Ilveinach, and the Tulim Min HaYehudim, the Neder. That she makes a Neder against all Tashmish Amita. So he looks at it like three sugyas. Three different sugyas. What are they arguing about here and here? I was surprised, and I thought it was very unnecessary. There's one sugya, and then Shemei Ned Nosna Ba'acher. It's not three sugyas. Avada. Each one has, the other two are obvious. The Shaz, do we believe her? Are we suspicious? In the earlier Dairus, we trusted women. They wouldn't do it either, you know, they're doing it shows. We didn't suspect that it was a way out of the marriage.
The second case is not Shavi Anafshe. The second case...
Yeah, only Shavi Anafshe, right, of course.
Yeah, the first case is...
Shavi Anafshe.
The three different cases.
No, of course the three different cases. It's three different cases in the Mishnah. Yeah. And the first case, but it's all one Nekudah. In other words, the Mishnah Rishonah didn't worry about women sneaking out of the marriage. They weren't chayshish either because women, they held they wouldn't do such an audacious thing. They didn't worry about it. They worried about it, so they changed all three dinim. But to say that it's three different arguments, Rav Gusman is looking at it, it's like three different debates. It's not three different debates.
You know
it's
what?
One debate. Well, we worry, that's all. That's a moich on the first 10 pages of the shtick.
If it was one case, then it actually proves the case that it's a question of nemanis. Because then Shavi Anafshi is a question of nemanis. The second case, which has nothing to do with Shavi Anafshi, is a question of nemanis. All of a sudden, you're not believed.
But
so the reason
they're
lumped together, if they're one case, is because they're all totally in nemanis. If you say Shavi Anafshe...
Well, in the missionary shine that they believed her in all three things. The mice that they believed her.
That wasn't believed. That was Shavi Anafshe. The first one was...
Okay, the first one was Shavi Anafshe. But they believed her. The other two cases without Shavi Anafshe, they believed her. Then there came the door.
You said that Shavi Anafshe had nothing to do with belief. Shavi Anafshe was a din that...
According to my rival.
Yes. And I'm supporting now the argument that it all has to do with Nemanis. Because the reason they lumped together Shavi Anafshi and all the other cases.
No, but it doesn't matter.
First they didn't believe it, now they do believe it, that's all.
I mean, you want to see...
It's a little bit, that it's a question of their manas.
Well, it's a choice. Don't blame me. It's a choice. He's masking the choice. Fine. I mean, that's fine. Right. I just wondered why he's analyzing his three different arguments. Like he's looking at this is one machlekes. It's all one question. Now, you're saying that the last two cases are issue of belief. Is the first case an issue of belief? Depends on the Ktsois and the Marival.
Right.
But it doesn't matter. The issue is, do we suspect Shavu Nosna B'Acher? That's the one issue. Are we worried? The Mishnah Achronim said, I worry, Shemin Nosan Rebbe. So, for some reason, Rav Gusman, I mean, he has certain diyukim, he bases it on diyukim, but to me it's Pashat and Baril, and the Akot and Ma'arid, that it's all one issue. That in the later diaries, they worried, that we said, we're not going to accept what the women did. Now, you're right, according to the Ketzais. So it's all three Nemanis. Mishri Shana were all Nemanis. According to the Shad of the Merival, so Shavya Nafshi was a Neder. And we didn't believe it, even like the Mishri Shana, we only misakin to believe her. So it goes backwards, like the Ran Steriteretz. If you don't learn that, you don't want to learn like the Marival, like I'm learning in the Ran. But the point was, Midaraisa, she isn't believed. Whatever one reason you want to give, she's not believed Midaraisa. Midrabanan, they made her believed. And then when they got suspicious, but all it all comes down to the point that in later diaries, they were worried that women are going to extricate themselves from marriages because they want to get out of, so they didn't believe them.
Who could deny that? The Muslim can't deny that. The Mishnah says
no, sir, I don't know why he looks at it, but it's like three different arguments. In each one, he wants to say, what are they arguing about in this one? And what are they arguing about in this one? And what are they arguing in this one? Why does he need that? It's all one point. That's all I'm claiming. I don't want to even get to there, what he's, you know. Now, look at this nice kasha, Velz kasha, Rabbis. This is a nice shtickle. I blew it up for the Olam.
Interesting on the Ram, though, you know, the third tarot's in the Ram, I mean, say, Barishona, really type Barishona. Barishona, they did believe, they didn't believe, then they said they did believe, and now we don't believe. I mean, they're really three stages.
Right.
Yeah, but Rishon skips the notion that the
Daraisa, I understand. Yeah. It was a Daraisa. It's not really Berishon.
In the middle of a story.
Berishon and the Takanas Chacham. Yeah, that was itself a Takanas Chacham. Okay, I mean, it's a point, but it's not. Yeah. I mean, that's what makes you what.
You're destroying anybody.
Now look at this nice kasha.
You're not destroying anybody with
this statement. Hiksha, Ketav, some Gadol Echad. He says, a Gadol Echad. This is Reb Chaim's brother. No, this is not Reb Chaim's brother. This is not Afik Yam. This is the Yecheskel. Reb Yecheskel Brunstein. I was told that when I left Kailil, when I was a younger man, I was still in my 20s, I went to be a Rebbe, such an Amoritz. So Reb Shnei Katla told me that the Divri Yecheskel is known that he shtagged when he became a Rebbe. So he gave me the bracha that I should be like the Divri Yecheskel. He said that he shtagged in learning when he became a Rebbe. And you know what?
It was the
same thing with me.
I know Hanami, same thing. How many years in
Lakewood? 7 years. So it was like just today, that's like a, it's like
just still just getting your feet wet.
That's it, right? It's 7 years. In my day in Kyle, 5 years was considered a long time. Today, you know. So today, there's an Eloi here, local Eloi. He's, you know, a very brilliant guy. The Rashiva said to his mother, at least 25 years. At least 25. Okay. Exactly. Let's be on the scope of
this. Called
year.
Inflation.
A good bach is 25 years today. Exactly. Let's not go there. Hiksha al divya ram. The pasuk the moitzi shem rashi girish machziv en eloike. Ramam paskin moitzi shem shagirish machziv en eloike. Machzir. You know, it's a lava nita klasei, so yid makas rabbi say lo seal yisha, lo shu shalcha, and kol yomav. So it's a classic lava nita klasei, it's in makas rabbi say. Moitzi shem ha-shigirish machzi v'eno loike. Vim kayin hu, so you can't take her back, she'a gerusha, loike v'eno machzi, yunsha. Freik this God oil. Rei lefimash kos v'ramba. Keitzer otza shem. Let's study hotzi shem. Hu sheyavo lebezdin. V'yom inazu ba'alti v'lo notzi sasi la'besulim. First Mishnah in Ksubis. Tainus Besulim. Not only Rishonim agree to this. The Rambam says that every Motzei Shemra starts with a Tainus Besulim. Like it's Mashma Nechumish. La Matzasi Labitcha Besulim. He says, Pesach Besuch Matzasi, or there was no Dam, you know, we have in Ksubis. Either Tainus Damim, Pesach Besuach, but ultimately Matzasi Labesulim. Ushabikashti El Adavar. So he did an investigation. He got his private eye. Noi Dalisha Zinsa Tachti Achshar Estir. He discovered via witnesses that he was Eidai. You know, Motzei Shemra, Rabbi says, not just Motzei Shemra. You got to bring witnesses to convict her. To be Chayav Motzei Shemra, as we all know from Ksubis, the fourth parak, Aleidin Shezinsa Bifneim, finished. So that's not Motzei Shemra, so you kill her. He's conspiring to kill her. It's not just Lashon Hara, slander, Vimhevi Avedim V'Uzma Eidim. How do you get Moitzi Shemra? The father brings witnesses to be mazim, the husband's witnesses. Maybe I've Adam for who's my Adam Shevi Abal. Vim Shedu Sheker, Yiskalu, Yiskalu. To the Adam Sheker, Yiskalu. Vilka Huvanos Meslar. That's it. Moitzi Shemra then, you notice? This is what we learned. This is a good
writing. That's a serious game.
Right. You know what the Mishnah said in Erechin, Rabbi said just the other day. Finished Erechin yesterday. The other day, I saw Mishnah in Erechin. The Mishnah says in Erechin that you see how strict Tosi Shemra is, that they machayve more for being boil, for a casting, for the R word against a besula, you pay 50 shkalim. For Motzi Shemra, you pay 100 shkalim. So the Mari asks, yeah, but here you could... this is a plan to get her killed. So Mari says, no, Motzi Diba. You're paying this knas for the Motzi Diba. Forget about the plan to have her executed. The Kaver. Okay. That's the Rambam. This is a Chazar of the fourth paragraph. Right. Subis Rabbi says, a good Rambam. Fake this Gadol. Yeshua's Yankiv and the Michas Chinuch as the base Yankiv Ala Gedolim. The Kivin Shetoyim Pesach Basuach. Im kein eich mishkach as beishis koi mitzvah smaj shemra v'losia le'isha. There is no v'losia le'isha. He's saying she was mezana. So is Pesach Pesach shavya nafshe.
He is not saying he saw it.
Yes, because he's saying Pesach Pesach matzasi. That's the kiddush of the rabbi.
Pesach Pesach matzasi doesn't mean that she was mezana.
But yeah, but it doesn't mean she it's one suffix. By eishis koi, it's one suffix. She's asur d'araisa.
No, but if it's prior to erusin, so she's...
So it's one suffix. Ksubistaftes! It's one suffix, Ashes Kain, Sasura Tfesal Basuah. Marj Ksubistaftes! Velo Sielisha, Velav, Velo Yuchal Shacha, Shari Asura Lav Mitzatanosa. She's Asura Lav Mitzatanosa. Uchmaskini Besugi, the Pesach Basuch, Vashes Kain. By an Ashes Kain, by Ashes Israel, it's a Sveik Sveika. Before, after the Erisin, Oinus and Rodson. By Ashes Kain, it's only one suffix, the Chad Sveika. Asura Lav, Chosh Asura Lav. It's a paradox. Yeah. It's only a paradox on Rambam.
Go this again, please.
He's asking on Rambam. The Rambam says that when you be Motzi Shemra, you got to be boil and say you didn't do Pesach Basuch, Taina Basuch. Then you go find witnesses, you discover witnesses when she was Mizana. But he's Taina Pesach Basuach. If he's a Kohen, she's forbidden to him. So there can't be a love to divorce her. There can't be Losia Leisha, because if she's Asur to him anyway, he's dining Pesach Basuch Matzasi. She's Asur to him. So once she's Asur to him, how can there be a love of Lo Yuchal Chash, Losia Leisha, Nasi, if Losia Leisha, Lo Yuchal Shalcha, if she's prohibited to him, Altsis Pesach Basuch, is dining Pesach Basuch.
You're saying in any case where a coin says Pesach
Basuch. So it doesn't have to apply to coin?
Rambam says in coin who like it. In kain who like it. If a kain, why is he getting malchus? Why is this a love of lo yuchalich legarsha? It's asurah. There's no mitzvah to marry her. There's no yuchalich garsha when it's asurah.
Okay, yeah,
she's asurah to me. He's tiny pesach pesuah.
To be legarsha, you're saying. But you're saying now that
that's
any,
yes.
Any coin that says Pesach Pesuach has to divorce.
That's what the Gedolim ask on the Rambam. Because when shows the Rambam, Mitzvah says, "Boz ima ushnim tzasur la mechay v'lan mechrasay." Vatilu shniya, even at the Rabbanan, harezi yigar shena beget. Even at the Rabbanan, rabbis, divorces are shemelosi alishi sharuyala. Then he says, now he brings a machloikis, rabbis, if shavya nafshi works against Edim, Rashba and Ritva. V'loy mi boy l'dasa Rashba shu b'mishlamech, which is the famous shita. The shavya nafshi chatechid yisur mani afilo neger edim. Shavya nafshi, if a person shavya nafshi, it's us even against edim. Hamachishmos, asur lov motzi shemra. That's asur lov motzi shemra. Af yishay da ave edim shalo zinsa. Even edi ha'av ame edim shalo zinsa, but he's shavya nafshi. The edi ha'av don't.
Then it has nothing to do with numberless according to that, right? If he could be Neman against
no,
Adam.
No, because he's more than Adam. Just like Hodos Baldin is against Adam. Hodos Baldin can be Nemonis. Hodos Baldin. Hodos Baldin can make them. He's doing more than two Adam. If I say I owe you money and two Adam say
okay,
I'm part
of it. There are a lot of different reasons over there. That's because
you're Neman. The Ksais holds it's all one din. Nemonis and Mamonis, Nemonis and Serum, it's all one din.
Yeah,
same din. That Ksais holds
the
same puzzle.
Right,
Nemanis. By Isser and by Mamma, correct. So, the Meili says, so So he says, even though it's Shavya Navsheh, I feel negative Edom Akishim Adasulov Bimotzi Shem, Avishav Shaydi Avmidim Shalom Zinsa. Even though Eda Avmidim Shalom Zinsa. Now, I have a question. See, what did the Eda Av testify?
They're just saying.
That
she was Mazana.
They're just saying. But what are the Eidav saying? They're just saying that his Eidim are Zayman.
Yeah, that's all.
They're just making Zayman. So he's saying, even the Eidim have Shem Zinsa. So he's going to say, he's going to say that later. So he says that later. Mikomakom Khan. The last four lines. Skip 10 lines. He brings a Ritva. The Ritva holds that Eidim and Neman make a Shavya Nafshi. Shavya Nafshi doesn't override Eidim. The Ritva seems to argue with the Rashba, but he says, "Mikomakom kanshe de avisim urak le de abalos." He says. So then he says at the end of this paragraph, the last four lines, "Kanshe de avisim urak le de abalavad." Avol einam yidim shalos zazi yadim mitoch yada. They're not saying. All they're saying is that the mazim the ede habal. The nimtz the tais pesach shalom balo hukhash klal. V'gasulav midin chatich se my lok al gerusheho. The edim are makashim. They were just mazim his edim. So the kasha remains strong.
That his whole argument is questionable, the Baal, because he went ahead and he brought Aedus, turned out to be false Aedus, so he was looking just to make trouble. He takes away his whole nemanus, and he's been a chatich of the Yisur, it falls off.
Because he did this plan, you don't say Shavya Nafshe.
Yeah, because it was an evil plan. It was an evil plan. He went ahead and got false Aedus.
So this kasha, Rabbi says, is asked by all the Gedalim. So I want to show you the Iker, the second teretz, is the one that leads us to our sugya. The second teretz. We're going to have to skip to the second teretz. Eistalad. I'm going to have to skip, feel badly, but I'm going to have to skip the first teretz. Turn to Eistalad, page Bayala. Ode Kaskula Teretz. Second teretz of the Beis Yankiv, the Gedolei Olam. Rabbi said this question was asked hundreds of years ago by the Nesivis, by the Shurus Yankiv. This kasha, Od Kosla Tanis, from the Ran in the Dar. Look at this, Taf Tzadi. To be Shemochi lo shach shavne and afshach to botzi shemra. The Fimash Kos of a Ran bin Adar, Taf Tzadi. The Mishum Achi ain ishen emenes loma lebal tmeni loch, midin shavye and afshach dich disur. Mishum de b'shabda lebal. Ve'einan emenes lavki yeshibudai. She's not an emenes, the Ran, we just said. So she's not really believed. Vimkein lefizeh. So we have a tremendous kasha. I don't know why we didn't ask this kasha. Why is the husband believed to say Pesach Pasuach, Ayiz Meshubatahar? Why didn't we ask this kasha on the Ran? The Ran says in the Dar that an ish is not nemenis to say to me'ani lach midoraisa, because, and the only reason we believe her, why did the Ran say? Because it's a bizarre and she went to said it, if it wasn't true, because she's being mevaza herself, that she was, you know, come upon. So, what did we ask? So what's the suging subis? The Gemara is pshita, Pesach Pasuach Nemenes. That's the Gabi Ksuba. That's the next Gemara, Daf Yud. But on Daf Tes, we want Shavya Nafshe. The Gemara brings the Mishnah Kedushin. The Gemara says pshita, it's a Mishnah Kedushin, Shavya Nafshe.
No, he can't. He's a Moshe Shema. He can't write anything. So what
happened here? So the Achrayim, this is what blew me out of my chair. We're learning around here, Daf Tzadi Amidbeis Nedarim, and I forgot to learn with the Olam, the fourth teretz in the Taisvis, another teretz to this kasha. But let's finish this shtickle, this paragraph. So he says, here's a Mayuridik Akasha. Mikil Fize, Hadmemra Balitum Pesach Pasuach. Why is a husband believed Daf Tessing Subis? How can we forget Daf Tessing Subis, Rabbi Zne? We live from Daf Tessing Subis. Ha'achabal, remember my Talmud from Daf Tessing Subis.
We're
doubting Maravia? Are we? Yitzchak is not here, probably.
I doubt there. What is this day? Let's get rid of the tshubas.
That was a crap tshubas.
No, Issa, no. That's the next tshubas. That's tshubas is the next tshubas. This Shavya Nafshi.
What is he?
Oh, that's right. Mechat. You're on the right track.
No, he also said it.
Who said it? Man, you said something good, man. You've been quoted.
You can give a guess. You publish it.
He'll put it in the safe.
Shame Amra. Good bad. Mechavim. It's impossible. Lo amrina nami gabei. Lo yoyo aman lafkiya shibur eisha.
Okay.
What a kasha in Pesach Pasuach. I don't know what
I think. Why is your shibbet on his part? What's his shibbet on his part?
Just like she's mishubat him, he's mishubat her. No! Husband and wife.
So long as
it... One second.
Don't say it too long.
I mean, you're talking about 21st century. I'm talking about...
3,000. There was always a shibbet from wife to husband, husband to wife.
Be careful now.
Well...
Okay.
No, but even in those days, he's the chayim.
Say we all... Working answer, working on him?
So we don't have the answer yet. I want to hear the cash. The Ram says she's not menu shavya nafshi, but she's mishuvah to him. What happened? Ksuvah sandaf tes. Okay, the parakha shasri spag madir. If he came to the mishuvah law, hechi matzi madir law, hamifka lul shibuda. Now, I would never ask this question because this is nemanus, that's a neder. But the Ram in the Dharam says in Avtsadi that a woman is not believed al shavya nafshe because she's meshubed. So why is he believed to say Pesach Pasuch? Kula de kakash. Val karcha zog ben. Dalomitam de kemeshe biyado lagashu lavkiya belavachi shibud. That's the nice answer. That's the nice answer. Is it a great answer? That's the next sugya, daf yud. We're not dealing with ksuba, daf tes. Remember the two sugyas in ksuba is tes and yud. The tes and beis. We're dealing with shavya nafshi, issa. Dealing with ksuba is the next sugya. This is a rebelaz of the sugya of issa. First sugya was shavya nafshi, daf tes and aleph. The next sugya, the turk, was sugya mafsi, there was lagabi mominus. So he says, Im came b'motzi shemra. Oh, so he says a goyness. Im came b'motzi shemra. The osa legashe mitzad alav. Chashalcha. Me b'shuvah v'im yadu lo yisra b'nech shtad l'ach. K'mo d'ein l'ishin avanis b'tam zah.
Should have answered.
This is goyness. This is a goyness shekhash. It's a goyness shekhash. She says, well, it's not obvious. It's goyness, but she says, why didn't I think of it?
Then we just learned the run. You set us up.
So he says, the Gaina Shecheshman, he says, the whole Teretz is Ben's Teretz. A man can say Pesach Pesuch because he can always give her a get. But he has Motzi Shemra, he can't give her a get, so he's not Nehmet to say he's Meshubata, so he's not Nehmet, not Shavya Nafshin.
So obvious.
Guidance. See, he stings on it. He says it's not good. The Divrei Yecheskel doesn't accept it. It's the Gaina Shecheshman. Why doesn't he like it? He says, Dvarim Eilu Yefshel Ahayuma. No, he doesn't accept it. Tika mitzvah Motzi Shemra de Chayla and la Acha Shecholav called Torahs Motzi Shemra in Malkus Amir Kesef. How does it work? In other words,
only afterward that it comes into existence.
Right, this din of Lo Si Elisha. When is this din? He's going to say in this next long paragraph that the din of Lo Si Elisha Lo Yichalach Shalcha is totally in the Chi of Knas and. It comes Malkus. After the Zechiv Madman and Malkus. Elachish ve'achol of Kol Torah Svet Shemi and Malkus, let's say, Umeh Kesef. Vainu, lachish bo eide ha'av, ve'zino leide ve'abal. In other words, there's no mitzvah yet. There is no mitzvah yet. So in other words, when he's doing it, it was before the story.
Yeah, but it's obvious that it's leading right up to it. The potential is there.
Let's see. Avol kaidim she'evi avi de'azam. Before this took place, remember back to Rambam. When he's doing it, he wasn't yet chai for Motzi Shemra. It took another 10 weeks till the Motzi Shemra, till the Eidim Mazim his Eidim. Remember how it takes place. He first started the Sulam, does an investigation, brings witnesses, then the father's Mazim his witnesses. He's not mechuyev in any of these things. What is it? Bishlam. So Shechai Bem?
Where's the Malkus?
Bishlam and Malkus and Mekes and Mechuyev at Shebezden Gomrim Dinai or Mekami Ochi Labrach Yuvaklal. Of a mitzvah de los Elisha dena knas. A mitzvah say ba'am. Oh, now he's saying, but the mitzvah say de los Elisha. Dena knas, it's not a knas. The moment in the Malkus is a knas for punishing him. But the mitzvah say, ba'am of enetluya begmar dina bezden moshe sechinach. Amayel is chavikon shubuz edav. So he's asking why not? He wants to know now, the Divrei Yecheskel. Why isn't there a mitzvah right away? He knows he's lying. He knows he's lying, he's framing her. So even before the father's Edom, Amazim is Edom, there should be a mitzvah of Lo Si Elisha. So he says, no, Al Korch. Chol Shadayin Lo Huzmu Edah, V'yav Shlechai V'Max Me Kesef, E Mechuyiv Gam B'mitzvah Lo Si Elisha. Gdol Mizukas V'Rambam, he says, the Divrei Yecheskel, it's Tali Zeba Zeb. It's only Lo Si Elisha when he's Mechuyev, Mammon, and Malkus. So therefore, Im Kain, skip 10 lines, 6 lines for the end of the paragraph, Im Kain, B'shor she'tona ba'al pesach p'tuch, kom she'aves edi azam, okay, nesra alav. So he's arguing, see, it's a going to she'cheshbin, but it doesn't happen in that order. It's if it would be afterwards. So you say, well, now he can't divorce her. It's already lo yuchal l'shalchav. But when he said it, there was no edi azam yet, there was no chiv motzi shemra. Can you say retroactively we're going to knock off? That's his kasha on this guy in the shechesbon of the Achrayim. I wanted to share one more thing with the Yoyim. Back to the Rishonim. I'd like to go back to the Rishonim because this is big. Look at the Taisus, Rabbi. If you don't mind, if you can strain your eyes for a moment, under the Rad, Vatiyat Rabbi Lazar. It's a great Taisus, Yeshiva Shereid, which I'd like to just end the Shia with in the Darim. The Rabbi Lazar Mimitz, in the third line underneath the Rad, Taisus brings a new teretz to the Rad's Kasha, a fourth teretz, a fourth one. In the third line underneath the Rad.
Yeah, I trust this is different from it. You were talking about all these things when you discussed.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
That's okay. I'm sure. Yeah, I'm making you aware of the sheer generally. When you discuss the periphery gentleman here, it's always different.
It takes 20 minutes. Where
you you have the authentic one. Yeah, different. Yeah. Just on the periphery here.
It's Tiras Rebelez in the middle of that big Taisus Barishina. There's a big Taisus Barishina towards the end of it. He asks, he asks the Rad's cash, and he says, Tiras Rebelez. Yeah. The Zayin is not us to the Kain. There's no Shavya Nafshe. The Kain is us to the Zayin. The Zayin is not us to the Kain. That's like Rebbe Lazar. The Matzina Zayin is Yasuili Nasi Lekayin. The Vada Yehu Muzar Lev. He Nem is Eres Allah. Hilkach. But the only thing is he's denying it. There's no Lifnei Yivir because he says Amutter. He doesn't say she was Mazana. Hilkach Kamud Vary Nasu Rebbe. There's no Shavya Nafshi. This is the famous Rebbe Lazar Mimitz. That there's no Issa in her. Frag in the Rishonim. It's an open Gemara Yevamis. Frag in the Rishonim. Bekoshe. Dama kama berg yesh mutalus. Shteit in the Gemara Yevamis. Kalecha de iyu muzar. Iyu muz eres.
Yeah, we learned that.
Kalecha de iyu muzar. Iyu muz eres. So what do you mean?
Why? She has a derivative. She has a derivative. Why? We always said it the opposite direction.
As they said, Gemara. The Gemara says, if he's Mozart, she's Mozart. Rebbe Lazar seems to be contradicting the Gemara Yevamis. The Gemara Yevamis says, Rebbe Lazar Mimitz says, he's usher to the Zayna. The Zayna has no Isser on him. So he brings the open Gemara Yevamis. Looks like it was Toya B'Vam Mishnah. The Gemara Yevamis says that when he's usher on her, there's an Isser of Kain on her. Eshadish is Isser the Inus. Isser of Kain to be by Allah. So she's
Isser. What is her Isser?
Same as his. He's mitzvah, he has the issa, she has the issa, like every beer. There's issa on him to do the beer, and issa on her to do the beer. So state me achrayin. So Allah Rashiv is the derech, the answer of Allah's mitz is to say, yeah, when he's asura to her, she's asura to him. But here, where he's not asa, she's not asa. In other words, when he has the issa, she has the issa.
It goes only one direction, in other words.
Yeah, yeah. But here, she can't make him usher because she's not nemenis for him. So he's not usher.
She's the derivative.
Right. Rebbe Lazar Mimitz didn't mean, so that's how he answered the Gemara Yevamis. Avada, when he's usher, she's asur. When he's usher, she's asur. Who answered this?
The
Rebbe Lazar Mimitz, famous.
She's a derivative of his, so if he's not us, she can't be us.
So that's what Rebbe Lazar Mimitz means here. That's the interesting. So the Taisus asks on him, open Gemara Yevamis, she's also mitzvah. She's also mitzvah. Yeah, but Rebbe Lazar Mimitz didn't mean she's not mitzvah when he's commanded. Avada, when he's commanded, she's commanded. But in this case, he's not commanded because she's not believed in him. She's not even one witness. She's not believed in him. So if he's not us, she's not a surah. Even though she knows that he's usher, but he doesn't know. He's not believe. He doesn't have to believe. So that's what Rebbe Lazar Mimitz means. We're entering Rebbe Lazar Mimitz from Taisus Kach. Taisus, I don't know who says this. It's famous. It's like a famous.
This is the answer we gave for Esed Dochelosa say in Yavamis.
They're coming on the spot.
Esed Dochelosa say, so we said, but she doesn't have Esed Dochelosa say.
That's the first teretz. I wonder if we have another minute, I will share with you that Gemara Daf Mem in Ksuvos. So I'll tell you the teretz. Another guy in this. We missed. I told you that Olam, there's another teretz. So it says, look at Ice Bays, if you just for a minute. We can hop around the first teretz. Another guy in this, the Yeshua's Yankiv and the Beis Yankiv. Two Gedalei Olam. Beis Yankiv is the Nesivis and the Yeshua's Yankiv. Ice Bays. Shneim Ledorech Neskav Nevyushiv Kushanav. Shneipan. The second teretz we already studied. The first teretz. The Mashkuz Letaitz of Bidvei Hashas, Ois Beis, it's on the second sheet.
Yeah.
Koi Medes. The Mashkuz Letaitz of Bidvei Hashas Lekan. The Gemara asks, why did you say Esei Deich Alois Esei? Gemara asks, by Asura Lekaima, he has a mitzvah of Losia Leisha. Say Esei Deich Alois Esei. That's what the Gemara asks. And you know what the Gemara answers? You can't say Esei Deich Alois Esei because she has the Lois Esei and she doesn't have the Esei. I know, that's why I told you, you reminded me. If she says, I don't want, she has no mitzvah. She can say, I don't want to marry you. Only if she wants to, he has a mitzvah to marry her. She doesn't have the assay. We spoke about this in Yevamos a lot, right? The Gemara wants to say assay. Don't chalos assay. Does she have the assay of Yibum? Right. Over lav musheres kamoso umishum hachi leka din dechia etzla. That's the Taisus learns pshat. Zok the Yeshua's Yankiv im kain b'toyim pesach pasuach ni the nesla b'din chaticha di sura. But because the mikomakom ena is eloli di day veloli di da. So you say assay. Don't chalos assay. Because here she's not going to say, "Diyelo shavich adelch adu." The is not on her. She didn't dechil legabei the day. You always can say, "Esei dochelos esei legabei him," because she has the iser and she doesn't have the mitzvah. But here, she doesn't have the iser either because he's saying pesach pasuach. So you can say, "Esei dochelos esei." Another gaonish shechesbin. Two gaonim shechesbinus, Rabbi Seif, Nishus Yandiv, Beis Yandiv. Okay, except that not everyone learns like the Tais Hashanim. According to the Tais Hashanim's chat, Lechari, this is a gaonim shechesbin. The whole reason you can't say Echadas Allah's Asay is because she doesn't have the Asay. Yeah, but she doesn't have the Lois Asay either because he's Shavya Navshi. But that Gemara, that means it. That's the...
Okay.
Nobody says
no.
There's no
because he's an evil with a
black. Shkar Rabbi Sayyid, you gave me a good time. You gave me a good time. I get to see all this nice.